couldn't walk very fast. Bad roads and everything, you had to go in all kinds of roads. Across the canyon, that's far. Stayed afterwards. It was nice to be waited on. Oh, gotta stay in bed for nine, 10 days.
Oh yeah,
that's what we did them days.
Mm-hmm. It was just the midwife.
No, I haven't eaten candy. I better need no more. No, my mother never had a doctor's, but that's what we did. Then they used to holler, we were scared to death, we ran off no orchard. Listen to that.
Oh,
it was terrible.
Well, she was having a
baby. We ran away from the house.
Well, let's see, you were one of the older kids then.
Yeah, I was oldest.
Oh.
And I worked in Spokane, and then every time Austin had a baby, not every time, but a few times. And I had to quit and go home. If we helped him up there. Then I should have said, no, I'm not coming. I should have said no, and I was just a bit, I had to do everything at home if I did.
Oh, you helped at the birth for your...
No.
No? You just did the house.
I'm bad enough, and I had to carry them babies, my mom and babies across the street, back and forth in the house. I was too young for that, too. I was too young to go and pack the babies when they cried. That was terrible. I had to do the work, and the other girls never had to do hardly anything.
Oh, yeah?
And they grew up. They had it easy. That's why I didn't care to have any kids when I got married, because I've seen enough kids.
Oh, yeah.
Then she had six.
Oh, boy. No, you had midwives, too? Or?
Yeah, they thought they were. They were all right, I guess.
Would they just help and just kind of be around, or did they?
Yeah, I didn't have no doctor, but two or three of them. I didn't need any.
Uh-huh.
I was the easiest thing in the world to have babies. I was just a little while, and then I had a baby. Didn't take any time. Somebody is sick for many hours, and they'd holler for many hours. It was terrible.
They didn't give
any
either in those days.
I didn't eat any shots either.
They didn't have anything to give you then, huh?
Well, the first time. I was mad the first time.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I thought it was terrible. Never again, I said to the doctor. He wouldn't send left. I thought it was terrible. Well, he just laughed at me. Oh yeah, he gave me some kind of thing. What I do for my nose, and put something for my nose either, I guess. That helped.
You were awake the whole time. They didn't put you out.
Huh? No. My mother, she never had anything. No wonder she hollered so terrible. Gee, I don't see how they stand it.
And they had to carry their water for quite a ways, too, out there on that farm.
Yes, we had to haul water by the barrel and with the horse and on the bobsled and put the barrel on the bobsled and haul the water from down below the spring there.
Hmm.
Wash the coals down there by the creek, all the times they hang the coals on the bushes around there.
Oh, yeah?
That's
down
right.
Off the Indian.
Wash coals down there. They heated the water.
Right there by the creek.
Washed right down there, rubbed them on the board. Just hung them on the bushes all around there, and they dried them all the time, in the summertime.
Yeah.
There wasn't any creek there, was it? It was just a spring.
Yeah, it was a spring up there by our place. So often that spring, that's still there, that place, that spring. Mm-hmm. It's a real good spring.
Well, have you washed clothes in the winter? Or did you?
Oh yes, we had to wash clothes in the house. We didn't have no wash house here. Rubbed them by hand. I don't see how they ever got them clean. A lot of dirty clothes, you know, live on the farm.
Yeah.
All the underwear, long underwear, and big piles of coals laid on the floor.
It
I can just see.
Very often,
I can see that big pile of coals laying on the floor. And then they boiled them in the barrel in the boiler. They washed them first, then they boiled them too, you know, and then rinse them and hang them on the line. Gee, a lot of work.
Mm. Well, how often did you wash?
I don't think we washed. They don't wash. We didn't wash them days like we do now. They went dirty, I guess.
They must have.
I take a big tub and we take a bath and pack the tub upstairs. Sometimes we put the tub upstairs and then we carried water up there in the bucket.
Mm.
That's what we did. Pack it up the stairway. That's what girls did. You didn't take baths some days like you do nowadays.
So what, you like took a bath once a week? What?
Yeah, that was
or
good
a
thing
month?
We got one once a week. We had a nice, just a nice skin as they have nowadays and washed them many times and take a bath every day. It wasn't so particular them days. They couldn't do it.
Yeah, they couldn't.
We only had outhouses. We had to go out to the outside the outhouse in the winter, in the summer, in the dark, you know, but we were scared.
Oh, yeah?
We'd be light with us and go out to the outhouse. It was fun to live up in the country. We had a lot of fun with these kids. I remember I used to be afraid of a train even when I come to town here. First
oh,
time
yeah?
We saw a train, I was afraid of it.
Well, how old were you when you first came to town?
I don't know. I can't remember that.
But you remember this house, and you remember...
Oh, yeah, I remember this big house. Undertaker's house down here on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Livery stable. We used to have a livery stable down here and the undertaker house.
Combined?
No.
Oh. Two
no.
Separate ones.
No.
Okay.
We used to ride in lumber wagons and all piled in the lumber wagon in the town we went.
Mm.
Buggies and sleds in the wintertime.
Did you come to town very often?
No, we didn't come to town very often. We went to Derry sometimes and then our treaty.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't so far. We coasted up and down the hills up there, and snow was cold, got cold real hard them days, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we could go on top of the crest. We could run all around the country right on top of the crest.
Oh,
that
no kidding.
Uh-huh. Sure, it got cold. It's a cold, you know, that's it, was hard crust.
Yeah.
And awful the deep snow. The horses could hardly get through. They just jumped there like that. Poof, they jumped in one day. Like that. There's so much snow. It was terrible.
Gee, they don't get snow like that around here anymore.
No, never was so bad since. We seen a lot of snow when we was kids. We used to coast for a long, long ways. We went up on the hill and coasted.
Sounds like you had a real active youth.
I did. We didn't get run around too. We didn't get to go any place much, you know, because we lived up in the country.
Mm-hmm.
When I went there, we walked.
Then if we wanted to go to a dance, we got older. We had to sneak away.
Oh!
We didn't want to believe in dances.
Oh.
We did.
You said you went to the country school up there.
Yeah. We used to have meetings up there and parties and Christmas tree programs and everything.
Oh, yeah? Was this for the whole community or just for the school?
For the whole community. I mean, no, just for that dry creek community, you know.
Yeah, but everybody that lived around, whether
oh, yeah.
they had kids
oh,
or not.
Oh, yes, as way as that program's up there, good big Christmas trees.
Mm.
People used to come there, it was just packed in that schoolhouse.
Now, this is the Dry Creek School, or is it another?
They didn't call it the Dry Creek then, they called it Bear Creek School.
Bear Creek
School. Bear Creek.
Mm.
Well, we always called it Bear Creek.
Is this anywhere near where the Olsons lived? Out on Dry Creek?
Yeah, we didn't live far from the Olsons.
Mm-hmm.
But there's many Olsons there. What Olsons do you mean?
Oh, okay. I'm
Carl Olson.
Carl Olson.
Oh, yeah, we didn't live too far from Carl Olson's.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big family there, you know.
Yeah.
I remember I used to go there and there'd be a big, long table. A lot of kids had drawn on the table. Oh,
mm-hmm.
I remember.
Well, you
that.
Had a pretty good family, too.
Yeah, we had a big, long, homemade table.
Mm-hmm.
10 of us around there, 12, my folks,
yeah.
You know. And big piles of pancakes in the morning.
Oh.
A lot of pork, fresh pork. And we always ate pork, though. We didn't call it bacon, we ate pork. big side of the pork, you know, we kept in the morning. So, oh, it was good.
Sounds good.
Tasted awful good. That pork was really good.
Oh, it isn't?
Butter doesn't taste the same. Cream never is the same.
Well?
Tasted better than it does now.
Yeah?
And they had old cellars there, and they never had any. I don't see how they kept everything, but never had no greasers.
What was it, Jake, on your bread? Bacon grease and what was it?
Oh, sometimes we take the grease from the bacon, you know, and put sugar in and eat with pancakes.
Oh,
we like that too.
Good sugar in it.
Big sergeant molasses. Right. My folks bought sergeant sometime, but we didn't like it very good.
Oh, you didn't like sorghum?
Huh. We didn't like sergeant. It's different, you know, we don't eat that anymore. We never eat that since we got grown. These kids, they bought a good barrel of it.
Well, who did all the cooking? Your mother have to do it all, or did you have to help?
I guess I had to help.
Mm-hmm. And did your dad?
My mother, she knitted stockings and mittens and all kinds of things for us. Mm-hmm. I had homemade stockings, you know. Gee, we used dressed good them days. Homemade mittens and stockings. Then I had leggings too outside of me, you know, they're buttoned up on the side, so I had to button them up too when I went to school. There was a lot of work down them stockings and leggings outside, because we had to walk in all kinds of weather.
Yeah. Keep you warm, huh?
It was good for us to walk.
There's no school buses in.
No. We never rode on the bus. We had long ways to walk, too. But we had neighbors too that come by, and so I had company.
Mm. And did you speak Swedish or Norwegian at home, or did you all
speak? We had to learn English when we started school, because we didn't know anything else but Swedish. Mm-hmm. We learned that when we started school. Mm-hmm. So we had to learn English. I went to the Swedish Sunday school and everything. All mm. Swedish.
Well, now when they had the big parties at the school, did everybody speak English then, or did you speak Swedish?
It was Swedish.
Then you spoke Swedish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had to get up and speak Swedish verses.
Oh.
Yeah.
The program.
We talked Swedish. We didn't know anything else but Sweden when we were kids. Then when my folks got older, they didn't talk Swedish much. Isn't that funny?
And then they started all talking English.
Even when they got real old, like my mother was, she never talked Swedish.
Hmm.
Very seldom.
Can you remember any now?
Swedish?
Her mother lived to be 94.
Wow.
Towards the last, when she got older, she never talked Swedish to us. We talked English. And my brother lived with her, you know. They always talked English. Wasn't that funny?
Well, whatever you're comfortable with, I imagine.
Oh, mother sewed all the dresses for all the kids.
Mm-hmm. By hand.
I got the family picture in the bedroom. She sewed all our clothes. She sewed for other people, and she could make all kinds of quilts, and she crocheted and knitted and embroidered, and she did everything.
Mm.
She's a really smart woman. None of us got that smart.
Takes a great deal of patience too, with that many children.
She didn't
learn.
She didn't have patience to learn us either. She
oh.
never learned to sew either.
Oh,
no,
she didn't
want to. She thought there was too much nuisance to learn us. She just went ahead and done it herself. So we never get to learn to sew.
Mm.
Too much trouble for her. She didn't want to bother to learn us. Can take her own to make a dress. She made her own patterns and everything.
Hmm.
She didn't buy patterns.
Those dresses had.
She'd go to town and pick out all kinds of material and just cut out the pattern and made the dresses.
Hmm.
Women don't do that nowadays.
No. That's a lost art.
You don't rub the clothes on the hand. Yeah, I did that till Neva was born. Wore clothes by hand.
Hmm.
I washed the clothes by hand too. All them diapers and all the clothes.
Oh boy.
That was good for your arms.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. You were saying you had to stay in bed for 9 days and you got
everybody
to wait.
Yeah, that's what they did them days.
Nine
that was
days?
Too.
Why 9 days?
Well, they thought they had to be careful after they have a baby.
Mm. Did your mother?
I don't think she did. She had to get up to milk the cows before she was hardly able to. Because Pa, he never milked the cows. Well, they didn't lay him in them days very long, then. He had to get up to do the work. Yeah, still they left him. He was 94 years old.
Yeah. Apparently it didn't hurt much.
They don't lay in bed that many years, days, no.
Mm-mm.
They have to get up to read. They get up to read their second day. I guess don't hurt me.
But you enjoyed the vacation, huh? When you got to stay in bed and have people wait on you?
Oh, yeah. It was nice to have somebody do the cooking and do all the work, you know. They wouldn't let you get up.
Now, would neighbors just do this
for
neighbors?
It didn't cost very much to have anybody them days, you know.
Oh, you hired somebody.
Uh-huh. Sure, we had to pay for that. It didn't cost much them days, you know. Some women didn't charge much for that, you know. I don't think my folks ever paid a woman for doing anything. They done it for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be, they were so nice companies.
During the pioneer times, they just kind of helped each other then, huh?
Yeah, that's what they did. If we had to run in the night and go and get somebody to come.
Mm-hmm.
Just my oldest brother and me.
Well, what would the midwife do?
You're done like the doctors, I guess. Yeah. Just take the baby. Cut the cord. And
I just wondered, you know, if they had any set things that they figured they had to do or something.
I don't know. I thought they did.
Like you always see on television that they go boil the water.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. They always had to put on some water in there. Oh, and I don't know what they did with all them bloody rags and everything. Oh, geez.
Maybe that's what all the water was for.
I suppose.
Right, keep you clean as they could, I suppose.
They had to have something clean, I guess. So, yeah, they could do. Nowadays, doctors don't like that if you don't go to the hospital.
Yeah.
They don't do that nowadays.
Were there a lot of women that died in childbirth?
I don't know if anybody up there died where I lived.
Good.
They lived through it.
Yeah.
They were just lucky they didn't have any trouble. My mother almost died once, I remember. But she come through it. She come through again, so she lived.
What happened when your dad died? Did you just take care of him up there and leave him out on the porch?
Oh, yes. My mother, she too, just... he died in the bedroom. I was there, and I had Harry little then. And we was kind of scared. I remember we sat in my room afterwards. I thought it was terrible. Afterwards, yeah. And then if he died, you know, they just left him on the front porch all the time till the bird. He sat on the front porch there in the coffin. That was in the fall. It wasn't in the when the real hot weather.
Mm.
Just left him in the coffin right on the front porch. I remember we used to run around there and see the coffin there. Oh, it's terrible.
Well, how long did he stay on the front porch?
I don't know how many days.
But days, huh?
No, it wasn't many days. Couldn't keep it very long. I don't suppose it was only a couple of days.
Or so.
Just had a few in the front room, I remember. Your closest friends. Well, they didn't take them to that. They just left them home.
Mm-hmm.
That's really funny.
Who took them out to bury them then? Family and the friends that were there?
Put the coffin in the sled. If it was winter, they put them in the sled, in the back of the sled, and hauled them out to the cemetery. They dug the graves, and the neighbors all dug the graves some days. They didn't have any special people coming to dig the graves like they do now. And then in the summer, they put them in a lumber wagon, you know, in a big box. Put the coffin in there. They all did that some days.
Did everybody bring flowers and things like they do now? Or?
No, I don't remember we've got any flowers. And the women, they come and they help to clean the carp, the dead person up, you know. They come there and help to clean the person up. So Ma didn't have to do that. Some ladies come and done that, clean them up, put on the best clothes. And
just neighbors?
Yeah, just neighbors.
Just something that neighbors did for each other?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They just helped themselves.
never heard that before, never asked either, so.
Yeah. But there was another taking part of down here, though.
Mm-hmm.
I guess some went down there. Well, they didn't have no big funeral some days. Just had to drive home.
Mm-hmm.
That's different than our nowadays. They do nowadays. I tell you, everything is different than this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was thinking about the parties that you had at the schoolhouse. And
oh, yes, they had all kinds of parties up there. Dances at home, they had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah,
the wood houses
too,
up there. We went to wood houses and had parties and we danced all night for them.
No
the
kidding.
Houses.
No kidding. What kind of music would you have?
Oh, violin and guitar.
Hmm.
I had a half brother that played music. We didn't use it.
Hmm.
There's quite a few that's coming out to them dances.
Just an old house?
Yeah,
like
we
had
good music.
Yeah.
Just old floor, bare floors.
What kind of dances would you have? Were they called anything special?
Waltz and two steps and square dances.
Well, square dances, too.
Square dancing.
One lady told me about one called Gustav Skoll. Have you ever heard of that
what
one?
What is that?
Gustav Skoll. She couldn't remember how to do it, but she remembered it was a Scandinavian
Skoll, no?
Square
I don't
dance.
Know what that is.
What were some of the square dances that you did then?
I don't know what you call them.
You didn't have any special
There's
names.
Different
huh?
names to that, too.
Yeah.
I never cared much for square dancing. My husband used to be a good dancer. He was a real smooth dancer.
But he wasn't sweet. They didn't know if they liked him because he wasn't sweet.
Oh, that was the Irish in him that made him so smooth, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, I met him down here on Main Street for the first time, I remember, and I've been with him ever since.
Oh, yeah?
Met him right down here in Troy on Main Street.
Did he have a little trouble fitting in with the Scandinavian community? Or?
Oh, no, he didn't have trouble with it. He thought I should go with somebody that was more Swede.
Oh.
Yeah. He came from the coast, but he was born in Nebraska.
Hmm. I think they traveled around a little more than people gave them credit
There's
for.
There's Beaver Hasted up there, on the wall. You gotta take that down and keep going there and look at it.
Yeah, I'll go look at it.
Maybe it's up to you, so you better not.
This
maybe you can't
up.
Get it up the way.
Oh.
I was 29 years old before I got married. I was 28 going on 29. That's my mother sitting up there. You see my mother sitting up there?
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's my mother. And there my youngest boy there. My youngest boy, the baby.
Yeah.
Baby of the family there.
How old did you say you were when you got married?
Is that what you said to me?
I was 29. I would be 29 in August. I got married in March.
Oh, so you were just 28 then.
28
plus.
Just about 29. I had too much fun to get married.
Oh, I was going to say, is this a
well,
about the average age?
I worked in Spokane just like I got married.
Oh.
I was in Spokane working.
Hmm.
Yeah, I worked in Spokane like I got married.
What did you do?
Just housework.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do much work. Just helped with the housework, you know, cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I never had no hard places. Yeah, all the nice places.
Well, was that about the average age for girls to get married, or was that kind of considered late?
Oh, that was late them days.
Well, was it?
Yeah, they didn't get married too young them days. They did when I did. Huh. They got married later. Nowadays, they get married awful young.
Yeah. Was your mother young?
My sisters were a lot younger than I was when they got married.
Mm-hmm.
But I had too much fun. I didn't want to get married. My sisters did. I had all the fun I needed. I just tried to get married.
Was this like during the Roaring Twenties or something? That
That's when I was in Spokane.
when you were in Spokane. Uh-huh.
Ah.
See, this is her brothers and sisters. This is Philip right here.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you know any. Well, this, you know, Ida up here, Ida Aspen on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
This was her.
That there is a crazy picture, though.
That's a crazy picture?
Yeah, it sure is. That's an opposite picture of Elvis.
Here's an old one, I'll tell you. This is Ma and Pa for
sure. Oh, I'll be doggone.
That's me when I was a young girl. I don't know how old I was.
Philip.
7 or 8 or 9?
Philip was on there.
We never marked down anything on the picture some days.
Hmm.
I don't know at all how old I was.
And you had one brother and 2 sisters then, huh?
Yeah. My mother had just me and the 3 boys afterwards.
This is a half-brother, this fellow up here.
Oh, okay.
Rest
I wondered, because I thought she had said only 4 brothers.
I had two half-sisters and 1 half-brother.
Hmm.
So that was 13 in the family. My mother took care of them, their stepchildren, too.
Mm-hmm.
She hid for a while.
Until they got big enough, huh?
Yeah. I don't know how long she took care of them, because when they were old enough, they went out and worked. They had to get out and work. We had to get out and work when we was kids.
Yeah.
All my sisters had to get out and work when to Spokane. That's a pretty big city, too.
Yeah.
We had to go there and work. All of us went to Spokane and worked.
There wasn't enough places around Troy to work, huh?
Oh, I used to work in Moscow and Genesee and Troy and Lewis, too. And I liked Spokane the best.
No more boys up there.
Ah.
There's more boys up there, I think.
Sure, I like Spokane best. I care for that little town.
And the dancing and all that stuff.
We never was afraid in Spokane on the days either, you know. We didn't have to be afraid on street time. I never was afraid. And nowadays it's different.
Yeah.
Who doesn't pray them days? We never thought about being afraid.
Mm.
It's different nowadays, you know, it's dangerous to be in the cities now.
Yeah. Now I feel safe in Troy.
No, it just isn't safe here either. Maybe pretty soon.
In those days, was it safe in Troy?
Oh, they used to. I guess there was one man who got shot here in Troy.
Yeah.
Everybody was telling about. No, there wasn't much going around.
Mean Marshall Hayes?
Yeah, that's one.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. That's one I heard of.
Did you ever get to meet him?
I don't think so.
Boy, those are pretty clothes. Your mother made all those then?
Oh, yeah, she made all the clothes.
Hmm.
She made a lot of quilts and she knew how to make everything. Let's take for all the quilts she used to make. Oh, dear.
How about your father's clothes? Did she make those too?
Oh, no. She didn't make shirts, I don't think. She made dresses.
Mm.
I don't think she made shirts for the boys.
But not the suits.
A lot of women makes the shirts for the men, too.
No, I used to make them.
A lot of women likes to make their own shirts for the men.
Yeah, my sister does. For her husband, not me.
My mother used to make sure little clothes for my boys when they were little.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't got much to put down on the paper there.
Oh, you're doing fine. You're doing great. I was wondering, does your mom ever tell you any fairy tales or stories from the old country?
I don't think my mother was. She wasn't that kind. She didn't tell us much of anything.
Mm.
I'll leave you too.
Didn't, huh?
No, I remember when I was a girl next monthly, so I was scared to death.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No, she didn't much to tell us. We never asked Mother much about anything. About how she lived when she was kids or nothing. I don't know, we really don't know much about her.
Hmm.
She's a quiet woman.
Well,
I don't remember she told us very much. We didn't ask her either.
How about your dad? Did you get to talk to him a lot?
Oh, he used to be a lively man. He used to play violin. And my father, he was more lively than my mother. His mother, she was kind of quiet.
Mm-hmm.
My father, he used to be lively when he was young.
we heard.
No, they didn't tell us very much.
Well, you
I said my brother down there, if you could talk to him, he'd tell you all kinds of things.
He was telling us about a man that lived out on the ridge named Big Anderson.
Oh, yeah, and he lived down below, down by the creek fireplace.
Uh-huh.
It's a big man from walking around with a big long stick, and oh, he is a long stick, and he couldn't, his legs was bad, you know. He walked with that big long stick in the fireplace every Sunday, went to church.
Oh.
He used to stop in at our place and eat dinner. He'd reach. He had to work in the sawmills. That's all they could do up there.
Oh.
The little sawmills. They were pretty young when they went to work.
Mm-hmm.
We had to get out and get some, do some work, to do housework.
Now, is this to keep the family going, or just
yeah,
to buy your
own? Yeah, keep the family going.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty everybody up there did the same thing.
Now, when you went fishing and did the fishing, you were real young then, or?
Oh, yes, we was kids. We was young.
Did you have
a... We went to school.
Yeah.
We was old, yeah, as soon as we were old enough, we could go run around, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you do other things besides fishing? I'm kind of surprised to hear that girls went fishing, you know.
Oh, yes, we all go fishing. Well, we'd go and pick huckleberries up in the woods, and my folks did. A lot of huckleberries some days.
Hmm. Right around on
we had the we had wild huckleberries some days, you know, I growed up in the woods.
Uh-huh.
Small ones. Oh, we used to go and pick a lot of them. Cut with small bushes, you know.
Hmm.
It's the wild strawberries. And we had a lot of fun up there. Went out in the woods and played in the woods and build houses up in the woods and put them there things that grow on the trees, what do you call them? Come to fall off in the trees.
Oh, the pine cones?
Yeah.
Mm.
Played with pine cones and made houses on the ground.
Oh.
We called it made houses, you know, they made houses like that with pine cones.
Mm.
I remember we did that too. We walked all around the country up there. We wanted to go someplace.
Now when this Big Anderson came to visit, he said that he had such a long reach to go across the table and everything. What kind of
stood up and reached across the whole table and he wanted something. The table wasn't so wide though, you know, it was narrow, long and narrow.
Did he tell you any good stories? Because I understand he's supposed to have been able to tell good stories.
I suppose. I don't know what he told him. No, I couldn't tell you anything about that.
Were you afraid of him like you were the
No, we wasn't
ministers?
Afraid of him. No, we wasn't afraid of him.
No.
When I went to school, there used to be a man come with a bunch of dogs, you know. We call him Wild Dave.
Oh.
Wild Dave, and he lived far up in the country, park country. He'd come every once in a while and went by there, and we was afraid of him.
Hmm. What he look
long
like?
Hair, real long hair, long whiskers, and he'd come with a long string of dogs every once in a while. I don't know what he was doing.
Hmm.
We used to be kind of afraid of him, though. We had to go through the woods to school all the time, you know. We never saw anything, no bad animals or anything.
Hmm.
We never saw a coyote or nothing, but we heard them at night.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes the tree, it blew awful hard up there, and sometimes the tree blew around across the road.
Hmm.
Well, I had to go with a saw and axe and take the tree away from the roads.
Yeah.
From the road. That happened a lot of times in the days.
That would be on your own homestead that he kept the roads clear, or did
no,
he just...
No, it went through the pasture for mm-hmm. others. We had through other people's pasture to get to the schoolhouse.
Oh.
We had to walk quite a ways. The tree blew over the road sometimes. And
mm-hmm.
People couldn't go through it when they saw the logs away. But we never got hit with any trees. We were afraid to go through the woods.
Hmm.
Lowered like everything and the trees fell down sometimes.
Hmm.
Lowered them all across the roads. No, nothing ever happened to any of us. 10 of us in the family.
Hmm.
Never happened anything. Nothing bad.
Yeah.
Ma was sure lucky. Never was sick, no real bad sickness or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Sure funny.
Well, did
she
have any kind of special medicine for you if you had colds or stuff like that?
Well, we treated that way. I had homemade medicine.
What kind
never
of
bought medicine in these.
What kind of medicine was that?
Well, they used turpentine and lard and smeared all over her chest. And
yeah.
That helped.
Did it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Did that for my kids too, I remember. My husband did.
Mm-hmm.
Turpentine and lard. coal oil sometimes and mix it up with coal oil now. I don't know what all we had them days. Made cough medicine themselves. Made their own cough medicine.
What did they make it out of?
Oh, I don't know what they made it out of. Water and sugar and some kind of stuff they bought at the store, you know, and they mixed it up with water. That's good stuff, too. Made their own cough medicine. They didn't go to town and buy everything them days. And they bought groceries, so they lasted for a long time when you go there and when they lived up there.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go to town very often. Big sacks of flour, 100-pound sacks of flour, and that went. That didn't last too long.
Well, it didn't. You mean all
I guess we had to buy a sack every week, I think.
Really?
Seemed like it.
Yeah.
Bake a lot of bread, you know, for 10 children.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, and then all those
sometime
pancakes.
Sometimes my mother baked bread before we went to school in the morning. We had to take some more bread with us to school.
That must have taken.
They set the bread at night, you know, and that's kneaded it up in the morning and then baked before we went to school. Just think what it would have been had to do.
Gee, yeah. No wonder your mother was so quiet.
Yeah, sure. She just disgusted, I guess.
No, I was thinking she
had too many kids.
She had too much to do to worry about talking.
Yeah, she had too much to do. She sat up late at night and knitted. If she wasn't such a smart woman, she never made it.
And she had a lot of little clever shortcuts and stuff?
Well, she did with everything she made. She could make everything, you know. She couldn't buy all the clothes, you know, that for them. She'd buy the material and make the clothes. That helped like everything, you know.
Yeah.
I bought everything for my kids, too. I didn't know how to sew. But I used to get a lot of hand-me-downs. We never learned to sew anything.
Did she sew by hand?
Or did she had a machine.
She had a...
Oh, yeah.
One of those treadles?
She could sew by hand, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she always had a treadle machine. Sure different than days and days now.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have so many kinds of food to eat either that they have now. You know, we didn't know of any food, all kinds. We didn't know of everything like they have nowadays. But we had good food.
Yeah.
We all was healthy.
That's what counts.
We were really lucky that 10 of us was always healthy. I never was sick till I got married, and I had all kinds of troubles. I don't know how I everything that. I lived through all that there. I never was sick when I was a girl. I didn't know I was supposed to be sick.
That's marvelous.
Yeah, it sure was. I never was sick.
Well, when people did get sick on the homesteads, did people stay away from them, or did they go help them, or how did it work?
Oh yeah, they get away, helped each other. That's what they did.
So like with the measles or something, they'd end up passing it around, wouldn't they?
No, that was no danger some days.
Huh?
Measles. I remember when I had the measles. My eyes was awful sore, I remember. There wasn't danger some days from the measles, I don't think.
Right.
More serious now than it was then. No, I'm sure it was funny them days, how did they get through it?
Sturdy stock, as they say.
Yeah, sure it was. Everybody had big families, you know, 10, 11, 11 by 11, 12 kids.
Were the young girls anxious to get married and have their own families?
I don't know.
Most of them? I know you said you had too much fun. You waited.
It was too much fun. I didn't care to get married.
But most of your girlfriends in your age, were they getting married real early, or?
Yeah, they got married earlier than I did.
Uh-huh. But not like 16, 17 and stuff, huh?
I don't think they were that young. I think my sister's pretty young when they had to go to Spokane and work. They made it all right.
you just get on the train and go, huh?
Yeah, we come to Troy and took the train down here to depot.
Did you have a job set up before you left?
Huh?
Did you have a job waiting or?
No, we went there to the employment office when I come to Spokane and looked for a job. Mm. Went to employment office. And they sent you to that place. Took the bus. Streetcars. Mm. Mm. I always had nice places. They even cried when I left sometimes. Some of them women. Remember they cried when I left. I had nice places. And now it's all small, they never made me work very hard.
Oh,
man. I was small, they always lived small for me. Small woman, small girl.
Uh-huh.
So I never had to work very hard. But I rubbed clothes by hand. That funny, that people ever, they didn't even have washing machines when I worked there. I had to work, I rubbed by hand. You had double tubs though, you know.
Yeah.
It was handier.
And washboards and?
Yeah, washboard.
What kind of soap did you use?
Oh, we used to do homemade soap sometime up on the farm. Huh? My mother, but not where I worked in Spokane. We used some hard soap, I think. I don't know what it was called. Different, we didn't use powder them days, I don't think. Mm. We used to have bars of soap, you know, soap. Big bars. Mm-hmm. Rubbed that bar on the coast and then more rubbed. Put it in water. You know.
But your mother made her own soap, huh?
Yeah, sometimes.
Gee, your mother was quite a worker. She milked the cows and she...
She sure was.
She made her own soap?
I never milked the cows. And I didn't want to milk the cows either.
Oh, you didn't, huh?
The cows kicked a little bit and I'd rub it or run. No, I didn't like to milk cows. I didn't have to do that much.
Oh.
No, my mother had to do that. I don't know who did it when she got sick, though. I don't know who done it then.
Hmm.
Don't remember. No, I never cared to milk any cows. I was afraid of the cows.
Yeah. Did you have a lot of horses around the place?
No, we never had many of them. Four of them, I think.
Yeah.
Mostly we worked with horses them days on the fields, you know.
Yeah. But they're workhorses.
Worked with the hands and with the hay and everything in. Yeah.
But do you remember your school very much?
Oh yes, I remember school. We used to play football in there. We played, dropped the handkerchief, you know, along around and around, you know, and played ball and softball, you know.
Oh yeah.
Played ball and just games, you know. Then we went to the creek and waded barefooted sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Took off our shoes and stockings, went to the creek and waded. Schoolhouse was close to the creek.
Uh-huh.
We had a lot of fun in the creek then. Sure, we'd walk barefooted. Take off our shoes and stockings. Yeah. Well, they're quick and they're fun. And they pick wild huckleberries, gooseberries.
Uh-huh.
We had wild gooseberries up around there. We'd run and go to that bush, I remember, in recess, and pick berries. Then we'd hurry to that bush and pick some gooseberries. Mm-hmm. They were good, too.
Did your teacher let you speak Swedish in school? Or?
No.
No?
No, we had to talk. We had to learn English.
Uh-huh.
That didn't take long to learn English. I don't think. I don't know how we ever learned it either. That sure seemed funny.
It just kind of happened, huh?
Yeah.
Did you have the same teacher all the time, or?
Oh no, we had different teachers. I remember I was awful good to spell in school. I got surprises all the time.
Oh.
I was really good to spell.
I never was.
I can spell good yet. I can spell better than my young sisters can. I notice they can't spell as good as I can. They may spell a lot of words, I noticed, in the letters. I hardly ever forget to spell.
Well,
I can spell all kinds of words.
Did they teach spelling differently than they do now?
Oh, well, they got up in the long row, you know, and they spelled down, you know, one after another.
And just keep spelling.
Yeah. Oh, I hated to draw maps on the board. I remember school on that blackboard.
Uh-huh.
I just copied from the one that stood next to them to me.
Oh.
Because I didn't know how to draw copies of the different states, you know.
Oh.
By heart. Oh, I hated that.
Hmm.
So I just drew, you know, looked at hers and drew the best I could, you know.
Ah. Uh-huh. Did you ever get caught?
my neighbor girl's a friend. She was really smart. And oh, she was mad when I went up and I got the prize, and she did. She got to be a school teacher too. She was jealous. She didn't like that when I got the prize in school. She gets so mad because I won, and she didn't.
Oh, was that in the spelling bee, or?
Yeah, in the spelling bee.
When you graduated. Mm-hmm. Oh, in the spelling bee.
I wish I'd saved all the prizes I used to get in school. It would have been fun to look at them now.
Yeah. What kind?
I don't remember what all I got either.
Oh.
No. Can't remember that.
But you got lots of them, huh?
I thought it was fun to spell.
That make your mother
and father proud? And reading and spelling and writing, that's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care for the others. We learned so we got along, and that's all we needed.
Yeah.
We learned to read and write and to figure.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't need no education. We had to get out and work, you know.
Yeah.
We couldn't stay home, and we had to get out and work. They didn't send us to school like they do nowadays. Couldn't afford it.
Well, how long did you go to school?
I don't remember how long I went to school either. Maybe my brother does remember. I don't remember at all how many years we went to school.
But then right after you got out of school, you had to go to work, huh?
Yeah, as soon as we was old enough to go to work, we had to get out of it. Earn our own clothes. And had to send home some money, too. $5 a week is all I earned. Once I got $6 a week. And we charged it by the month and paid it that way.
Wow.
I charged at the store, paid so much down by the month.
Mm-hmm.
Clothes was cheap them days, you know. There goes old Ted.
I missed him. That's your brother, huh?
Huh? Oh, no, that's I'd ask
no.
His boyfriend.
Oh.
My brother lives down there on Main Street.
Oh, that's right.
He should be here today and tell you everything. He can tell you lots of things.
Yes, Sam.
I'm no good to tell things.
Sam's talked to him. So.
Sam's?
Yeah. Sam Schrager. He's my boss.
Oh.
And he's talked to your brother.
Oh.
And I listened to a little bit of your brother's tape where he was talking about Big Anderson. So it made me think of asking you if you remembered him.
Yeah, I remember him. He used to come by our place for every Sunday when he went to church.
And he'd walk all
the
way.
We hated him when he'd come in the house because his tongue's so bad. Oh, it's terrible. Big man, he was awful big. Had a big, long stick in his hand.
The stick was to help him walk?
Yeah, that helped his legs. He had some kind of disease in his legs and all. It was terrible.
Hmm.
He lived there anyway. He didn't die he lived there for many years, I think. I don't know how long he lived there. Big Anderson.
In his dugout, huh?
Philip can tell you all kinds of things.
He was saying something about a machine or an invention or something like that.
Yeah, maybe he done something like that. Had some kind of a machine. I don't know what he done every day.
You remember him being real friendly, or?
Oh, yeah, I guess he was. But he didn't dare to eat the stuff that they brought him, though, they said, because he's afraid they bring him something that he'd get sick from.
Oh.
No, he didn't like it. He didn't like that.
But he ate at your house.
Oh, yeah, she ate at our house.
Hmm.
He wasn't afraid to eat at our house, but I think I heard that when people brought him stuff, he didn't dare to eat it.
Hmm.
Thought maybe they were going to kill him, you know. He'd get sick from it. Maybe he was worried about that.
Apparently. Oh, you remember the kind of spreads your mother used to put out for Sunday dinner?
Oh, just plain food.
Just plain food.
Yeah.
But I guess you...
Potato sausage. We had always had potatoes and vegetables and meat.
Hmm.
She was good to make cakes and she could make pies.
Hmm.
But many things that we didn't eat that we eat now.
Oh, yeah?
We borrowed by the big sacks of oatmeal, you know, big bags, you know, but pretty big bags of oatmeal, you know.
Uh-huh.
We ate that mostly, I think. Oatmeal.
That'd be like for your supper or for your breakfast?
No, for breakfast.
Hmm. You were talking about the big stack of pancakes.
When we had company, my mother always fixed up more than she did for our whole family. Mm. We had company a lot too. It was great to go from place to place, you know, and have dinners.
Yeah.
We was invited out many times, you know, here and there around the country. You don't do that nowadays.
Not too much.
We thought that was fun. Mm. Always go and have good dinners. We went out to clear to Moscow sometime when we as kids were old men on the wagon. We used to buy it there. Mm. Towards Moscow. Family that my folks knew. I remember that too. That was a long ways to drive in a lumber wagon.
Yeah, I'll bet it was.
Up to Moscow. 9 miles up there and then from here, Troy, and up to Moscow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, a lot of fun going visiting. Stayed all night sometimes. We all stayed all night at the families. Mm-hmm. That's the way they did them days. Went home in the morning.
Yeah. Did you have lots of people come visit you, too?
Oh, yes, we had the big families come to our place, too. There was a lot of work from my mother, too, you know, to fix for extra people.
Yeah.
We kids had to wait. We didn't have enough chairs sometimes, and we had to wait till they were through eating.
Uh-huh.
We made the kids wait them days.
Oh, yeah, the kids didn't go first like they do now, huh?
No, they didn't do that them days. Well, we always had special when we had company. They were big that big, they were great that we had to go together and eat. That was fun. People come and visit in the evening, you know, with a lantern in the hand and walked long ways to come and visit in the evening.
Huh.
That's what they did. Took the lantern in the hand and they would come and walked.
That was their entertainment,
yeah.
Visiting.
Come and visit in the evening. Hmm. Oh, we thought that was great when somebody come in the evening and visited us. It was lonesome to sit up there, you know.
I guess it would be. Did your dad have to work real hard?
Oh yes, he worked pretty hard. Had to work hard them days.
Yeah. Was he just a farmer or did he do something
else?
Farmer.
He made it all right.
Mm-hmm.
10 children.
Yeah.
He was married 3 times.
Oh, no kidding. My goodness.
That's why I got stepbrothers and stepbrothers.
Mm-hmm.
Stepsisters and one half brother. Well, it's just Philip and I lives in Troy now. For me. My other sisters live in Spokane. One in Massachusetts.
Oh my goodness. She got far away.
I have 2 sisters in Spokane and one in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And one up in Wenatchee.
That's not too far.
Yeah. My sisters from Spokane, they come up to see me. They come up here every summer.
Hmm.
I have a lot of relations in Spokane. Nieces and sisters.
When people come visiting, would they just sit around and talk? Or
yeah, we just sat around and talked.
Play cards or games? Or
had to have lunch in the afternoon after the dinner. They gave them lunch before they went home.
Uh-huh.
Always eat twice.
So the main thing, main thing was eating then, huh?
Yeah, that was the main thing. We didn't have any music at home, though. We just sat around and talked. Kids played outside.
Uh-huh. Go fishing in the summer.
Yeah. Wasn't far to run down the creek. We had a lot of fun.
Did you have any other kind of special games that you played?
No, I don't know. I can't think of any other. We didn't have much memories.
Mm-hmm.
No music in the house or anything, you know. Some people did, I guess. The time went fast, didn't it?
Did it? You had a lot of work to do in between, I guess.
Days were a lot longer then. We did long days some days, I thought.
Yeah.
We do a lot of things some days.
Did your mom do canning and things like that?
Oh, yes. We don't know. With the ridges, and we got a lot of prunes, big, big. The tub is full of prunes and candy.
Prunes?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Prunes.
Somebody had an orchard, huh?
Prunes and pears. Well, we didn't have orchard at home very much.
Mm.
No, we didn't have much prunes at home. We went to the farmers and got them. We didn't have to pay much for them either. Mm-hmm. It was cheap companies. Oh, yeah, she can. But she didn't have much vegetables. We had other vegetables, root vegetables. We had a cellar and we kept them in the cellar.
Oh, I see.
But I know we had a lot of prunes. We had apples and cooked apples also. We didn't eat too many kinds of fruit them days. Apples and prunes.
Uh-huh.
Pears.
Yeah.
Went to the pear orchards and got pears. Little berries out here. We went there lots of times.
And the whole family would go and pick the fruit, or did the farmer have it picked for you?
Oh, no, we went and picked our own.
Mm.
A few of us.
Yeah.
We thought that was fun. We'd go to the orchards and pick some good stuff.
Well, tell me some more about when you'd hike into town to Troy here for the dances.
No, that was
I thought that was neat.
We'd lunge along and stop down the road and ate some lunch. And
mm-hmm.
That's what we did.
Boy, that's a long distance. 9 miles to walk.
No, that's fine. I like to walk. I wish I could do that yet.
Were there a lot of kids that did this?
I don't know. I used to my sister along and we went.
Uh-huh. It was safe for two girls to just go like that.
Oh,
huh?
Yes, we never afraid of anybody on the road.
Hmm.
Nobody hurting anybody in them days. No, there was nothing happening around there. There's no danger around there. No danger of animals or anything them days.
Mm-hmm.
You heard the coyotes hollering at night there. We didn't see them. Sometimes we'd see them on the field, but then we never saw them go to school.
Hmm.
They'd run across and run the field sometimes.
Yeah. They never known to hurt anybody, though,
no.
Were they?
Oh, no. We never got hurt. No. We just never played with any animals. Bears. And never saw a bear around there, either.
What about Troy? When you got into Troy, what was it like?
Well, there wasn't many buildings some days.
Because I've heard some things that, you know, like there was a saloon every other door and things like this.
Yeah, I heard.
Is that right?
I guess it was. Well, he'd buy some whiskey sometimes. He used that for medicine.
Oh.
Yeah, he used that when he had a cold.
Oh.
That's all he used it for.
Yeah. Did he let the kids have it for a cold?
I don't know. I don't know if he did or not.
At least he didn't let you, huh?
My brothers did. They found out enough when they got older. Found out about that later.
Hmm.
My pa didn't drink. Oh, we're riding all kinds of bad roads. Oh, the roads are bad. Oh, the horses had to jump over the ditches. Oh,
hmm.
It's a lot of bad roads some days. There's no roads like they have nowadays.
Who was it that fixed the roads? Kept them up?
One of the farmers went together and worked.
Hmm.
So, but they had to go out and fix them. So they were passable. We didn't have the big machinery them days or anything like they have nowadays. Different nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they fix the road them days. Maybe that's the drillers. Adeline, are you in there? I thought she was in there.
No, I think she left the papers and snuck out.
Well, I thought it was funny she said there's a quiet.
Yeah, she's not that quiet, huh? Well, maybe I better get going for today.
Yeah, I don't think you find that very much for me.
So. Had a good time. You know, I've been here over an hour.
Yeah, the time goes fast because somebody talked to me. She says she goes up. No, I mean, you are the one that puts the news in the paper, huh?
Yeah.
One time. And someone, I think, maybe someone kind of smiled at him. Well, he laughed too. He says, you know, most everybody's life is interesting, their life story, even yours, he says to that person.
So you think mine would be interesting too?
I bet you would be too. Even as a young man, if you could just hit enough high spots close enough, not skip too long of spaces in between, it'd be interesting too.
It's funny, I think about that now and then, but I don't think I have my story down yet. I think maybe when I've lived a lot longer, I will.
Yes, you will, yeah.
But now it doesn't seem very interesting.
Well, some things aren't interesting. When I think of some of the hardships I went through, I remember one year, and that was them fellas' fault, and mine too. I'd ought to have had more sense. I had a cousin that always said he didn't care how hard the other fellow's job was or working for him, or he just didn't care. He wanted the other fellow to do most of the work, that's it. And I went to work for him one time, him and his brother-in-law. Oh, they had in a lot of land. And I went to shocking grain for him. And you know, I a man does good when he keeps up with one binder, shocking grain. You don't know much about binders, though, do you?
Just seen pictures of them.
Yeah. Well, but it drops up out bundled, and you have to pick them up and shock them. And that's a man's job. When a man does that, he's done a hard day's work. You know what they had me do? Keep up with two binders. Yeah. And I was just about 18 or 19 years old. And because they knew I'd do it, they had me do it. Instead of saying, take it easy, do what you ought to. But they just had me do it, yeah. And things like that, when I think of it, there's not very many people who would have a boy doing that, but he was a good fella every other way, too. Everybody liked him. And I just...
He just took advantage of you.
Yeah.
Boy, that sounds tough.
Yeah.
Well,
so many young fellows, when they become 21 years old or older, was coming west galore then. So the fellows back long them times, they liked it too. Of course, it was more wild and woolly then too, but they liked it a lot better than they did back east.
I don't know if it's a certain kind of people that like it out here, and there's others that don't, they don't want to change, or what the reason is that some people come out and some people stay.
Yeah, but I tell you, there's not very many people that were born back east and come out here and live here a while. They don't want to go back. I think the percentage is pretty small. But I never did see the time that I ever wanted to live. In World War I, my wife and I was married back east, and we stayed back a year or two afterward, and we go back this time. Well, I'd like to go back and visit.
But you won't want to live there.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want it at all. No, sir. Sure.